Random House Audio presents Very Bad Men by Harry Dolan. Read for you by Eric Davies. There's a necklace in my office, a string of glass beads. It hangs over the arm of my desk lamp, and any little movement can set it swaying. The beads are a middle shade of blue, the color of an evening sky, and when the light plays over them, they look cool and bright and alive. I'll tell you where they came from. Elizabeth was wearing them the first time we kissed. It happened here in the office on a winter night, six stories up over Main Street in Ann Arbor. Elizabeth is a detective, and that night she'd been called out to the scene of a car accident. Crushed metal and broken glass, and other crushed and broken things. Three fatalities, one of them a child. The kind of accident you don't want to see, the kind you hope you can forget. She saw it, and afterward she wanted to get as far away from it as she could. She came to me. I was working late and I heard the hallway door open, heard her footsteps cross the emptiness of the outer office, and then she was standing in my doorway. She's tall, and the long overcoat she wore only emphasized her height. The coat had snowflakes melting on the shoulders. It was open, and the blouse she had underneath was unbuttoned at the neck. The fingers of her right hand worried over the blue beads at her throat. That was her only movement. The rest of her stood still. I knew her well enough to know something was wrong. Her face was pale, and her hair, black and shiny as a raven's wing, fell loose around it. I got up from my desk and went to her, and her stillness.